Good morning again, people of God. Today we're going to look at part two of Walking with the Risen Jesus. And today part two is the meal. Now I want to tell you a story as I get started. When we just moved to Pakenham, we were very new in the place. And I'm sad they're not here today, but Stephen and Kathy Mildred invited us around to their place. That may have happened to some of you as well. And they laid on a lovely meal for us as guests. The house was pristine. The meal was good. The wine was good because, you know, Stephen knows good wine. He works at a particular wine shop, which I shall not name in the sermon. And we had a wonderful time. And as we left, Stephen said something which stuck with me. He said, "You came as guests, but you're leaving as friends." You know, barriers get broken down over a meal, don't they? And you can probably think of a time in your own life where you received hospitality from someone and you walked away going, you might not have put it in exactly these words, but you came as a guest and you left as a friend. I want to talk a little bit about that paradigm today. For those of you who are here last week, I'll just do a really quick run through of what we looked at last week, particularly for those who weren't here, actually. So we're looking at our church's vision statement of walking with the risen Jesus. And that has a few parts. We want to invite and equip people to walk with Jesus. The first part that we looked at last week was about the journey, how Jesus meets us where we're at. This week we look at the meal, next week the scripture, and then the mission. On the journey, we said that we connect with Jesus and that he meets us where we're at. Today, I want to look at, in particular, the meal and caring for people. And if you look at your prayer card, you'll actually see connect, care, communicate, come and see. You'll see the journey, the meal, the scripture, the mission. That's the tools that we want to equip you with as God's people to walk with Jesus each day. Got to get my notes. Here they are. If you come as a guest to our house for the first time, you'll probably walk in and the house will be pristine, right? The benches will be clear and clean. The lounge room won't have clutter and junk everywhere. The dishes will be done. The meal will be ready. Because as a guest, what I want to do is to make you feel welcome. And I'm talking about three different types of people today: guests, friends, and family. And I think with a guest that the primary question in a guest's mind is, am I welcome? You know, have the things been done which help me to feel welcome? If you become a friend of mine, and I'm happy to look around and say that many of you here are in that category today, the question, am I worthy? Am I actually worth hanging out with? Do you like me? Is what friends really want to know, I think. And if you come as a friend to my house, maybe the benches won't be quite so clean and clear. There might still be a little bit of clutter around the lounge room and maybe even a couple of dishes in the sink, because I'm not quite so worried about making a good first impression, making you feel welcome. You're actually closer in to the circle. But then there's family as well, isn't there? Now, I know that not everyone's family works well and families aren't always functional, but in my family, if my brother or my sisters-in-law, my brothers walked in to my house and saw a sink full of dishes, they'd pitch in and start helping, right? They wouldn't go, "Oh, Nathan, this is disgusting. I can't believe you haven't cleaned up for us." They'd go, "Oh, I know how it feels. I've got kids as well. Can we pitch in and help?" And I think to be part of the family, the key question is, do I belong? Now, I want you to turn in your Bible to, and I won't have the page numbers, To Luke chapter 24, which is the kind of defining passage for our church. Luke chapter 24 and verse 28. Luke 24, verse 28. I'm going to pick on someone to help me read that out. We've got the New International Version. So Mandy, can you read out verse 28 to 32? Jesus is both guest at this meal, but he also becomes the host, doesn't he? Jesus is a gracious guest because he comes to people no matter what their background or no matter what they're like. He's also a gracious host, though, who shows love and connection to people wherever they're at. Up the top of the screen, it says here that we value caring for people, especially through hospitality, because in giving and receiving hospitality, we meet with the risen Jesus. You might meet with Jesus in surprising ways, not only at his table, but also at your table, as you engage in care and hospitality for the people that God has put in your path. Hospitality is one of the main ways that we show the care and the love of God to people, and it's one of the ways that people move from being a guest to a friend to part of the family, from being welcome to worthy to belonging to God's family and our extended community. And in the early church, one of the reasons that the church grew so quickly was because the people around the Christians said, see how they love one another. See how they love one another. And part of that was expressed because everybody ate with everybody else. The slaves ate with the masters, the women ate with the men, the Jews ate with the Gentiles. It kind of broke down all of the barriers of the first century world. As we look at that question of those who may be guests among us, no one here today, but certainly last week and into the future, we hope that we will have guests amongst us in our church community. And that question, am I welcome? I actually went to a seminar on Thursday. It was called the Welcoming Church Seminar. It was about how to help your church be welcoming. And the presenter said, there is a key 10 minutes in which people decide whether your church is a welcoming place or not. Can anyone have a guess what that key 10 minutes in the mind of a guest might be? The first 10 minutes of the service?
Yeah.
Yeah, any other?
Body language, smile.
Body language, smile, yep. Before you start, yep. Yep, okay, so that very first contact, yep, that people coming from the car park might have. Interestingly, that's what I would have thought, right? That first contact and those first 10 minutes of the service. But the research shows that the most important 10 minutes of people deciding whether your church is welcoming or not is the first 10 minutes after the service. And the key thing that people said who visited churches for the first time was, did an attender speak to me? So if we want to be a welcoming church, I think we need to recognize that those 10 minutes after the service are actually a really important time for that. And that's a time for us to show people that they are welcome. Research also shows that the number one attractor for people to consider Christianity who are not already Christians is seeing the genuine life of faith of authentic Christian friends. Right? That's the number one thing that gets people to go, hey, what is this thing called Christianity? What does it mean to follow Jesus? Because there's something about that. And I'm really glad to say that I've heard from people in our church that this feels like a family and that we care for one another here. So maybe today you feel like you fit into one of those three categories in our church. Maybe you feel like a guest. Before I get to that, Jesus is the one who makes us welcome. I want you to turn in your Bible to Luke chapter 15, so the same book that we're already in. Now, in Luke chapter 15, we have a couple of really famous Bible passages. We have the parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son, or the prodigal son, right? But right before them come these two verses, 15, verse 1 and 2. John, could you read them out when you find them?
The parable of the lost sheep. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around
Pharisees,
teachers, man welcomed sinners. And
this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. That was the accusation that the Pharisees, the religious people of the day, pointed at Jesus. Because eating with someone was about accepting them. It was about making them feel welcome. It was about saying, it's okay to hang out with you. And Jesus ate with all sorts of people. In fact, the people that he really liked to eat with were the people who were what we would call outside of the church or outside the synagogue. The sinners, the lowest of the low, the people that everyone looked down on, and there was Jesus having a banquet with them. And in fact, Jesus also got accused at one time of being a drunkard and a glutton, a friend of prostitutes, right? This man eats too much, he drinks too much, he eats with the wrong people. If you are a guest, you are welcome because of Jesus. This man welcomes sinners and even eats with them. And you know what? I've got to tell you, I'm really glad about that because I recognize that apart from God's grace, I'm on the outside. I'm one of those sinful people that needs the presence and the love of Jesus. So am I welcome? Through Jesus, you are a welcome guest. Am I worthy? That's a big question for us. And I'd like you to turn to John chapter 15. So John is the next book in the Bible. John 15. And read verse 13 to 15. Who would like to do that for us? Thanks, Carolyn. Yep.
My friend, if you did it, because of business.
Jesus says, I have called you friends. You may think you're unworthy of God's love. You may think you're unworthy of Jesus' friendship. And there are times when the devil gets at me and goes, Nathan, you're not worthy. You've stuffed up again. You're not worthy. But through Jesus, God calls us his friends. And our worthiness is not about us. It's about what Jesus has done for us. He's the one who draws us to himself and says, I no longer call you servants. Instead, I have called you friends. Don't know if anyone else ever struggles with that feeling of unworthiness in the presence of God, but through Jesus, you are worthy. And so Jesus invites us and takes us from that circle of guest to that circle of friend, friend of God. Family, do I belong? Do I belong? If you turn a little bit earlier in the book of John, John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13, Jesus addresses this. John 1, verse 12 to 13. Who's going to read that? Nikki, do you have that one?
Yep. Yet to all who did not receive him, to those who believed in his name, the right to become children of God, not of natural descent, nor a husband's will, but born of God.
Thank you. All who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Through Jesus, you can belong to God's family. Everyone who believes in him becomes a child of God and belongs to our Heavenly Father and belongs also to this community of God's people around us. Am I welcome? Through Jesus, you are a welcome guest. A welcome guest at his table, and he becomes a guest at your table as you show hospitality to others. Am I worthy? Does God even like me? Would Jesus like to hang out with me? Through Jesus, you are worthy. He's called you friends. Do I belong? I don't maybe feel like I could belong to God's family, but once again, through Jesus, everyone can belong to him. As we care for each other as a church, as we walk with the risen Jesus through sharing a meal, simple act like that, sharing a meal with people, Jesus meets with us. He is guest at our table. He is host at his table of Holy Communion. We want to be a church that cares for people as we walk with the risen Jesus and shares the meal and shares generosity and hospitality and invites others to see the presence of Jesus. Through Jesus, you are a welcome guest. Through Jesus, you are a worthy friend of God. And through Jesus, you can belong to God's family. Next week, we're going to have a look at the scripture and then a mission the week after that. Remember today that Jesus is both gracious guest and gracious host, and that he meets with you as you engage in hospitality. Amen.